To start us off this morning with State Chamber of Commerce, a women's summit is happening. Here to talk about it, Kaitlyn George and Kathy Thomas. Kaitlyn, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
You are the veteran of the show. Kathy's making her debut, but you've been on before, so you're old hand at this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Here.
Glad to have Kathy here with me, though.
All right. Kathy, good morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning.
Show.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
I hope the show's everything that you thought it would be.
I'm sure it will be.
It's just keep your expectations low. All right. So, Kaitlyn, tell us overall, and we'll get into specifics, what's going on with the summit, the wins, the wheres, the hows?
Yeah, all the details. Well, it is a 2025 Women's Leadership Summit, and this year our theme is Powerful Voices. So women have truly become powerful voices in business and reshaping what leadership looks like in the 21st century. So we are really excited about it. It's in its seventh year, and it has turned into one of the Chamber's flagship events. Kathy Thomas is actually the one who launched the Women's Leadership Summit with the Chamber. So I'm going to let her take over.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, yeah. I just thought it would be a great idea, and it was something that the women of West Virginia need. So in 2018, we started this at the Greenbrier. Initially, it was in December. We've moved it to a March event. This year, it's on March 26th and 27th at the Greenbrier. It's a two-day event with lots of amazing speakers.
All right. Talk about some of those speakers.
Yeah, we're excited. we have over two dozen expert speakers this year. Really excited for that. And again, it's all about using powerful voices. So we'll hear from experts in finance, leadership, healthcare, architecture, career growth, and hear some inspiring West Virginia stories. To highlight a couple of the speakers, we have Jessica Lynch. She is a West Virginia native, retired U.S. Army soldier, and former prisoner of war. You know, I feel like a lot of West Virginians probably know her story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's actually been about 22 years.
Don't tell me that. That's the first thing. That's the first thing when you mentioned her name, I was thinking in my head, how long ago is that? It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah, 22 years. It was in 2003 when she was captured for 9 days and then rescued in the first rescue or the first American POW rescue since World War II. So we're excited about having her. She's going to share her story of perseverance. We have Elise Smith, the First Lady of Marshall University, co-founder of the Wing to Wing Foundation, and a lawyer. She's going to be moderating a discussion with women who've moved to West Virginia through Ascend West Virginia. And they're going to talk about not only finding a home in the Mountain State, but also how they found community. So,
now, back up on the Ascend West Virginia. I know what it is. Most of our listeners do. But just in case, explain the Ascend West Virginia. Just give me 10 or 15 seconds on that program.
Yeah. Ascend West Virginia is a pilot program where remote workers were encouraged to come into the state. And I believe that they got some money for coming in and moving to West Virginia. And working here, and it was all about live, working, and playing in West Virginia and exploring the great outdoors. So I think, you know, the incentive to come to West Virginia, you get money, you know, you get a new home. And then when they got there, I heard a lot of stories about how they started to become involved in their community and running for office and, you know, in the PTA and volunteering. So hearing those stories just really inspired me, being a transplant to West Virginia myself. You know, they really showed the good in West Virginia.
All right. So we got Elise Smith and we got Jessica Lynch. And you said over two dozen speakers?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can't name them all, but give us a couple more.
Patrice Harris. She broke barriers when she was elected as president of the American Medical Association from 2020 to 2021. So during COVID, she actually grew up in Bluefield, West Virginia, and has a deep connection to her roots. She was featured in Chamber Magazine, and she was telling the story about Sunday suppers, which, I mean, that's a lot of family traditions in West Virginia and beyond, and how important those Sunday suppers were to her in shaping her life and then shaping her career and being a WU fan, and she's, you know, on the WU Board of Governors. So she is going to share her stories and lessons learned from Sunday supper. Excited to hear that. And we also have Deb Degner, who is president of the Leadership Bridge. She is a certified professional coach with over 20 years of experience, and she'll be speaking about creating and shaping your leadership presence.
I mean, it sounds like you got over two dozen speakers. Kathy, you were the one that I guess kind of got this thing up and rolling, as she said, 2018?
In 2018.
In 2018. obviously, when you start things off, you want everything to be a success. I mean, did you dream, though, that it would get to be this big as what
it
is now?
I did not. The first year, my goal was 100 mm-hmm. attendees, and we got there the first year, and it's just grown every year since. Last year, we surpassed 500, and we actually had to move the event to the largest room at the Greenbrier.
That's good stuff.
So it has really grown, and it's shaping up to be even bigger this year.
Talking to Kathy Thomas and Caitlin George about the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce Women's Summit happening later this month. The Dave Allen Show and 580 Live brought to you in part by Snap Fitness. Snap offers a wide array of professional wellness services, including customized personal training, licensed recovery experts, and a staff of dietitians. 5 convenient locations, 2 Charleston, Hurricane, Winfield, Barbersville, and Milton. For more, visit snapfitness.com. Talk about who this is aimed at. I mean, obviously, all women, you know, in the business world or wherever are invited to attend. But ideally, who's going to benefit, Kathy or Caitlin, the most from this?
Yeah, I think it is everyone. We have high school students. We have college students. We have CEOs and retirees and people in the prime of their jobs right now. So it goes across everyone.
And let's talk about those younger folks coming there, the high school and the college. How important is it, in your guys' opinion, for those young ladies to see women that have risen up to these levels and doing the great things, whether it's in the world of business or whatever? I mean, to talk about the importance of them seeing that success.
The Chamber and the Chamber Foundation together provide scholarships for college students and high school students from across the state. So last year we had about 30 high school students and about 25 college students through this mentorship program. And some of the girls were from McDowell County. And, I mean, they were amazed to be there with all these women at the Greenbrier. They heard amazing stories. And we do a mentorship event while we're there. And we pull all of those students into a room with lots of women leaders. And we see them. They've gotten scholarships. They've gotten jobs. A lot of things happen there. They have a lot of opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise.
All right. So give us the details on sign-ups and deadlines and things of that nature. And how do you do it? And when's the last moment to do it, I guess?
Yeah. Well, there's still time. So that's a good news. You can go online on wvchamber.com and find out all the registration information, booking information. We have our agenda. We have a spot where you can meet and learn more about the speakers. So there's still time. And really, we'll keep it open until a couple days before the event. So even if, you know, you're just thinking now, well, maybe I'm thinking about it, maybe it's right for me, you have a couple more weeks to, you know, really commit. And mm-hmm. we would love to have you.
And the dates again?
Yeah, the dates are March 26th and 27th, and it is at the Green Bar Resort in White Sulphur Springs.
All right. Guys, I appreciate you being here, and anytime that you can come on the show, you're always welcome. And anytime that you cannot bring Brian Dayton, it's even a better time. I'm kidding.
We'll try.
I'm kidding. Brian's a good friend. Caitlin George and Kathy Thomas, appreciate you both being here. Good stuff. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
hang out with me 1 second. It's 9:18.